This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday vowed to continue the country's military operation in Jenin for as long as required to restore calm and security to the people of Israel. Speaking after a meeting with Israeli heads of security bodies in central Israel, Netanyahu justified the biggest West Bank operation in 20 years.
In recent months, Jenin has become a safe haven for terrorists. From that safe haven, terrorists perpetrated savage attacks, murdering Israeli civilians, men, women, and children.
Israeli forces hit the city of Jenin with drone strikes on Monday, killing at least 8 people and involving hundreds of troops in gun battles that continued into the afternoon. A top NATO official has said Russia's armed forces are bruised but by no means beaten in the war in Ukraine, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The chair of the NATO military committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, told reporters that Russia and its ability to bounce back should never be underestimated. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts are set to endorse a major shake-up of the alliance's planning system at an upcoming summit in Lithuania. NATO as an organization does not provide weapons or ammunition to Ukraine. It sought to avoid being dragged into a wider war with nuclear-armed Russia. At the same time, it is massively reinforcing the security of member countries near Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union is considering a proposal for the Russian Agricultural Bank to set up a subsidiary to reconnect it to the global financial network as a concession to Moscow, the Financial Times said on Monday, a move aiming to safeguard the Black Sea grain deal. This is VOA News. Defense and renewable energy are on the agenda as Indonesia's President Joko Widodo began an official visit to Australia Monday. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Indonesian leader is on a 3-day trip to Australia. Before his trip, President Joko Widodo told Australian media that the two countries have a great potential for integration. Indonesia has ambitions to become a global hub for the manufacture of electric batteries in vehicles or EVs. Indonesia is the world's biggest producer of nickel, a key component for EV batteries, but it lacks Australia's reserves of lithium, another critical ingredient. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Explosions again rocked Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Monday as the army rallied civilians to take up arms against a renewed onslaught by its paramilitary foes. The sound of artillery fire shook the dawn in northwest Khartoum and progressed towards the center and east of the city, witnesses told AFP. The war-torn capital barely saw a few hours of respite after heavy clashes on Sunday between troops loyal to its army chief and those of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The U.S. Supreme Court is now on summer break, but some major decisions last week will reverberate for months and even years. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden said last week the court has done more to unravel basic rights than any court in recent history. But former Vice President Mike Pence praises many of the rulings, including that favors a website designer who didn't want to create pages for same-sex weddings.
Real victory for religious liberty.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, where Pence also praised the end to affirmative action, saying it's done its job.
I think those days are over.
Also on the program, Congressman Ro Khanna, disappointed the court shot down the president's plan for student loan debt relief. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Rome's 2,000-year-old Pantheon started charging for entrance Monday, with tourists paying €5 or $5 to see Italy's most visited cultural site. The building, one of the city's oldest and best loved, is currently a consecrated church, and part of the proceeds from ticket sales will go towards the Diocese of Rome, while the rest will go to the cultural ministry. Minors and Rome residents are exempt from paying. One tourist visiting from America said he thought €5 was a very reasonable price. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.